Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can download and listen to these at your leisure. We have a fantastic young man coming on the program now. He'll be down in Mobile, Alabama in a few weeks to partake in the HBCU Combine, a fabulous opportunity for any draft prospect to showcase their skills in front of all these NFL teams. He was also down at the HBCU Legacy Bowl. It's none other than the Fayetteville State standout defensive back, Slay Staffy, a very equipped guy. He can play either position, in my humble opinion, but none other than Elvin De La Rosa. Elvin, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
I'm doing good, Bo. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, we were excited. I'm not going to lie to you. You were a guy that I wanted to get on the program. I knew you were on the HBCU thing list, and I was like, man, I want to get this kid on. And then when John texted me earlier in the day, said, hey, what are your thoughts on getting Elvin on the program? I'll even screenshot you the text. I said, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I go, I wanted this kid on the show because I just think there's so much upside to you, and I wanted to bring you aboard. With that said, though, what's this last month been like you? I mean, you're at the Legacy Bowl. You're preparing for Mobile and the Combine. Just kind of a brief synopsis of what's this experience been like in the short term.
It's been real great. It's just been working out, working hard. I just got with John. And he's got me over here training in Charlotte. I was at home training, and my mom, she was cooking all my meals and stuff, and I was just getting the grind, working out at home. And now I'm in Charlotte working out with a great group of guys, other prospects as well, been around other prospects, and training with Captain Munderland as well, getting some knowledge and feedback off of him.
Definitely, and having that NFL vet by your side, it has to be a big boost in your confidence, kind of picking his brain and see how the pros do it, and you can follow that lead.
Of course.
So let's rewind. Every guy's different. You might have been a late bloomer, or you might have been the kid right from the get-go. When did you start playing, really taking it seriously, and were you always the better athlete, Elvin? When did you really take, when did people start looking at you like, wow, this kid's got another level?
Probably my senior year of high school. I didn't really start playing football till like my freshman year of high school. And I'm Dominican, so like my family play baseball. But I took a liking to the pigskin because I don't know, it was just something about it. I always played in the backyard football with my friends. My mom would never let me play like organized football because she just thought it was a rough sport. But when I got to high school, it wasn't up to her no more. It was my decision. So I ended up going after my freshman year. I was kind of small. I was probably like, I want to say 5'9", like 120 pounds. Played JV my first 2 years. My sophomore year, I ended up tearing my ACL. And after I tore my ACL, I thought like the world was over. Like I cried and stuff like that. But I really had after I had surgery and stuff and started recovering and stuff, I had a young coach of mine that worked at Parkland High School. I'm from Parkland High School, which is Salem, North Carolina. He really seemed like dedication in me and like the want to. So we used to just get it in every morning, like before school, we'll go to the weight room before school, after school with the team, and then after practice, yes, sir. And I wanted to gain weight, so he was just putting me on game on how to gain weight. Like, I'll make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches before before school and stuff, so I could eat them throughout the day, because, you know, in high school, they only feed you lunch, and then the portion sizes ain't that much. So I was actually trying to get my weight up for real, so I could be able to play with the big boys. And ended up getting like a good 30 pounds of muscles during the off season. And I played outside linebacker with a big knee brace, so because I ain't trust my knee my junior year. And after I played that whole season with my knee brace, I came in my senior year and took the knee brace off, felt a little more confidence. I actually developed through, playing 7-on-7. There was a league that had opened up, the first one in my city. It's called Piedmont Select. I felt like that really helped me, like, develop just playing, having football year-round and being able to travel to Tennessee and play against guys like T. Higgins and Amari Rodgers and stuff like that. Just going traveling across the state and the East Coast, just playing 7-on-7 really helped me develop. So here come my senior year. I'm a late bloomer. I'm playing safety and corner for my high school team, and I'm actually a good cover guy. Like, and a couple schools came by, Fayetteville State and Shaw University, the ones who threw the offer. So ended up going to Fayetteville State just because Coach Richard Hayes, it was like his second year at the program, and he was cleaning house. And he told me just come up there and compete. He was bringing a lot of freshmen in, just come there and compete. Came there my freshman year and competed, earned a starting position, and won Rookie of the Year. So all my hard work really paid off. Yes, sir.
Elvin, it definitely did. Defensive Rookie of the Year in the CIAA. I mean, freshman, how – does that really give you the platform, the mindset that you can make this happen? I mean, I'm sure in the back of your mind, I mean, every guy that suits up wants to be in your position right now to have an opportunity to play in the National Football League. But does that, having such a fantastic beginning of your collegiate career, does that kind of just set the tone that you got to build off that and get bigger and better?
Yes, sir. Definitely did, because I always preach this to, like, the younger guys as well. I tell them a little bit about my story and stuff like that. But just hard work. Like, I done seen myself surpass players that were better than me just through all hard work, because talent don't always – when you beating talent with hard work, talent ain't gonna do nothing. you're gonna keep rising while talent stays the same.
I love it, Elvin. Wonderfully said. Once again, Elvin De La Rosa here on the C2P talking with the Fayetteville State standout DB safety. I think he's equipped to play either, and we'll find out more about that as we prolong through the show. Now, you were down at the Legacy Bowl, and you also are going to be at the Combine for the HBCU. And that, you know as well as anybody, that's fabulous stuff. But for you, let's kind of talk about the Legacy Bowl. What was that experience like for you?
The Legacy Bowl ain't until February 19th.
Oh, that's
but
right. That's
I was,
coming up. Yeah, I was thinking of the Pigskin Classic. I totally fouled that one.
Yeah, I was at the Pigskin Bowl December 19th. Yeah, I was at the Pigskin Bowl December 19th. Yeah, it was a great experience, you know what I'm saying? Went out there, did my thing, and was noticed by a lot of the scouts that came up there, and I was being noticed by some of the staff as well. Just went out there and went down there for business. Game day, it was kind of rainy, and it was like the field was all mushy and stuff, so we only were seeing run plays. I seen a couple pass plays here and there, but I was shutting that down.
Fair enough. And do teams see you as a DB or, you know, as a corner? Do they see you more as a safety? And where do you see yourself? Where do you think you're best fit? And I know if Team A called you right now and said, hey, we're going to draft you in the fifth round and we want you to be a punter, you'd be like, all right, I'll do it. But where do you feel more comfortable, and where do those guys see you most comfortable?
A lot of teams been. I got some teams that want me to play corner. I got some teams that want me to play safety. The majority want me to play safety, but I want to say that my I'll play anywhere. I'll play any position they got me at. But the most position I feel most comfortable is at corner, just because I played corner for my first 2 years before moving to safety, just because I was one of the bigger DBs in the football program. But I'll say I got great footwork. You know what I'm saying? To play corner, I like those one-on-one matchups, just going against one receiver and locking them down the whole time, because I live for that. It's like a blood rush to me, but I do got the blood rush as well to play safety and come down here.
I love it, man. I could feel the passion when you said that. Oh, I mean, when you said it,
yes,
just
sir.
The blood rushes through you. I mean, that come from the heart right there. So let me ask you this: I got every guy that comes on the show. If the people who listen in, they know what question's coming. If we threw you in the film room, you're with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape. In your own words, what do you think those hallmark home run abilities these teams want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
Just my communication. Like, I'm a real communicative guy. Like, I'm out there always speaking, making sure the guy next to me know what he got, know the situation and stuff like that, as well as just – My hitting ability, like my tackling ability. I'm a great tackler. I'm a solid tackler as well as a cover guy.
Excellent. How about this one? And this just benefits you. And I don't really know at this point as much these teams won't or don't know about you, but this is your show, and we want to give you as much possibility to showcase yourself. What teams do not know about Elvin De La Rosa? I mean, it could be team leader, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe the defensive scheme that you ran didn't allow you to blitz or drop in cover. I don't know. What else do these teams need to know about that can help you get on that roster?
I am a great leader off the field. I'm a great guy off the field, you know what I'm saying? I help a lot of guys, a lot of the youngins on my that came in. I helped them a lot with just leading them throughout the way, just showing them how it's supposed to be done. Because when I came in, we didn't really have those guys. We was a team for the freshmen, so just being that leader off the field.
I like it. What's it like going up against you? 3rd and 8, I'm lining up against Elvin De La Rosa. Are you talkative? Are you chatty? Are you quiet? I mean, kind of take us through what's it like. I'm lining up against you, 3rd and 8. I need to get a damn first down. You need to stop me. Let's go through how this is going to play out.
Oh, I'm already playing the sticks, and I'm making sure I'm communicating to my defense that, hey, yo, we got to play the sticks. And I'm not gonna talk nothing before the play, but I am gonna talk a little bit of trash after the play, after I make it.
I love it. Is there a staple Elvin De La Rosa saying that you might even laugh about yourself? I mean, is there one quote that you usually tell these guys after a big stop?
Oh, no fly zone.
I love it. The no fly zone.
That's my IG. IG too.
Oh, that's great. Elvin, that's fantastic. Man, we are almost out of time. I wish I could keep you on longer, but, again, the shows are 15 minutes. Before we let you go, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it 3 and out, a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, during your time at Fayetteville State, I don't know which coach you're going to choose, but I'm sure there had to be one of them. Which coach had the strangest pet peeve during practice, and it's something you guys laugh and joke about now?
Coach Bowser. I don't want to say coach. He's a head coach at St. Aug right now. I'm proud of him for having that position. But every time somebody will mess up in the play, you can see him on film just jumping like, what's going on? Like, he'll just jump. He's a short coach, so he'll just jump. Like, he got hot, so he'll just jump. Like, what's going on? What y'all doing? Just going crazy.
Now you said you're down in Charlotte training. I don't know how long you've been there, but if you could reverse roles and become the trainer and grab one of these trainers to work out and put them through a little hell, make them sweat, who are you going to pick and what are you going to make them do?
I'll probably pick Jed, our trainer over here in Charlotte. I'll probably make them Hold on. What's a tough workout Jay done put us through? I'll probably make him run gashes.
I love it. That's great stuff. And then the final one, it might seem odd to think about here on January 25th that the draft's going to be here that close, but, man, it is going to be here in a whirlwind. That said, draft weekend, you're waiting to hear your name come off the board. I assume you're going to be with family and dear friends. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oh, definitely my mother. She's the best cook in my family. I probably want her to cook some batelitos. It's like a you ever had like a empanada?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like an empanada with meat. Similar to that with meat in it.
That sounds excellent. And I ain't gonna lie, Elvin, when you talked about your Dominican background, I was really anxious to hear what you were gonna say, because I assumed it was gonna be something that I probably have never had. And if your mom's making it and this is the go-to meal on draft day, I'm sure it got to be pretty darn delicious. So I might have to be floating around the house draft weekend. You never know. You see this short little dude knocking on the door and you'll be like, man, let him in. So. Hey,
definitely.
Man, listen, you got a lot of positive things going on, and continue that trend. Fabulous career. And I really believe this when I tell you this. And I think you're our 55th show of the thing. We're going to see you at the next level. That doesn't mean take it easy, because you got a lot of work ahead of you.
Sir.
But I do believe we're going to see you with that shield on your logo. Hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
No problem, bro. Once again, that is Elvin De La Rosa, the standout Fayetteville safety DB, and he mentioned scouts see him as both. I see him as both. And listen, was this show 55 of the 2022 season? And I'm telling you, I have not said that to any guests. You guys can go back and look that this is one of the guests I guarantee. You know, and there's no guarantees, but one. If I'm going to put some money down, I really, really love this young man, and fortunate enough to get him on the program. So it's destiny. So much to like about him. And best of luck to him as he makes his way down the Mobile, and then he'll be at the Legacy Bowl as well. Big Alex, shout out to our man.
This has been a C2P exclusive.